O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is James 3, verses 1 through 12. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Let the Words of My Mouth by Fernando Ortega. While we just heard another arrangement of this Psalm 19 text on Tuesday, Ortega's version also draws from other passages. The calming reminders here to please the Lord with our words are a striking contrast to the fire and destruction in James 3 that can be caused by thoughtless statements.
Let the words of my mouth be pleasing to you, pleasing to you. The meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. Pleasing to you, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Pleasing to you, pleasing to you. The meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, pleasing to you. Whatever is true, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is worthy, think on these things. These things. Let the words of my mouth pleasing to you, pleasing to you.
James 3, 1 through 12. Not many of you should become teachers, my brothers. For you know that we who teach will be judged with greater strictness. For we all stumble in many ways, and if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. If we put bits into the mouths of horses so that they obey us, we guide their whole bodies as well. Look at the ships also. Though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the will of the pilot directs. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set ablaze by such a small fire. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. For every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and sea creature can be tamed and has been tamed by mankind. But no human being can tame the tongue. It is a restless evil, full of deadly poison. With it we bless our Father, and with it we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth come blessing and cursing. My brothers, these things ought not to be so. Does a spring pour forth from the same opening both fresh and salt water? Can a fig tree, my brothers, bear olives, or a grapevine produce figs? Neither can a salt pond yield fresh water.
We all know the playground rhyme, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me. This is meant to be a well-intentioned pep talk to help kids toughen up on the playground when other kids hurl insults. But according to James 3, the sentiment is wrong. Words can hurt. A bruised soul can ache longer than a bruised arm. The tongue is like a spark, James says, that can ignite a forest fire. Our speech can direct events and relationships, like a small bit guiding a powerful horse or a rudder steering a massive ship. Closer to home, words can burn up families and marriages. In the 1990s, two psychologists studied the way that marriages are impacted by words. They looked at newlyweds over the first decade of marriage, and they found a very subtle but telling difference at the beginning of the relationships. Among couples who would ultimately stay together, the researchers said, 5 out of every 100 comments made about each other were put-downs. Among couples who would later split, 10 of every 100 comments were insults. That gap magnified over the following decade until couples heading downhill were flinging 5 times as many cruel and invalidating comments at each other as happy couples. The researchers concluded hostile put-downs act as cancerous cells that, if unchecked, erode the relationship over time. The scripture confirms this. Proverbs 21 says, "Those who guard their tongues keep themselves from calamity." And James is applying this all to the family of God, the church. We must use our words to build up and not tear down, to heal rather than leave burn marks. And this is especially true of us who teach. So consider your speech, friends. Are you lighting forest fires or saying things that heal? I encourage you to pray, "Help me, Lord, to be conscious of the words I speak. Let my words be edifying, lovely, and full of grace and truth." Thank you.
close now with this prayer from St. Augustine. O love ever-burning, never quenched, O charity, my God, set me on fire with your love. Give me the grace to do as you command, and command me to do what you will. Amen.